The readings you had given us were incredibly vivid. I loved them. But they were translations of French writers, historians. So I thought it'd be interesting to pick the Gazette and one other American newspaper to see how each covered the Revolution, how the journalists reported it from America's perspective.
Interesting approach. But remember, I'll be grading your paper based on the details you include. And at some point in your paper, you'll want to focus on a particular event of the Revolution, like maybe the storming of the Bastille prison.
How about the formation of the French National Constituent Assembly?
Sure, that would work.
And since I'm going to look at newspapers from two cities, I could read the editorials, the opinion pieces, to find out what each community thought about the National Assembly.
Okay, but, you know, I once attended a history conference where a professor presented a paper on the American press and the French Revolution. She was discussing the development of democratic ideals here and in France at the time. But she also pointed out that using old newspapers as primary sources to beware that they reflected the values of only a segment of society and should not be used to draw conclusions about all Americans. I don't think I held on to her paper, but it was subsequently published, so you'll have no trouble tracking it down on the Internet. Let me give you her name.